The Seneca Indian Nation votes tomorrow on whether to build casinos in Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York. Government and business leaders in both cities believe the casinos will create much-needed jobs and prosperity in the region, but the Senecas are divided over whether to get into the gambling business. From member station WNED in Buffalo, Lucy Nopothanchil reports.
Roads south of Buffalo go past the Seneca Indian Reservation in Irving, New York. Irving sees a lot of out-of-town visitors who stop to possibly win thousands of dollars at the Indian-owned and operated bingo hall. The hall looks new. Inside, patrons are greeted with colorful banners that encourage them to win big. Pat Griffin is one of the regulars who recently won $14,000 playing quarter machines. She sees casinos as a welcome alternative because they could mean winning even bigger money.
They don't have anything around this part of the town, you know, the Western New York area for the local people. Everything is in Canada or Las Vegas or Atlantic City. We need something local, you know.
The Indian Nation is considering a deal that includes sharing up to 25% of casino revenue with New York. However, there are those that believe the state's cut of almost $300 million in the 14-year deal is too much. Some Senecas object to the idea that the tribe would be required to share its financial records. The casino opposition includes those Senecas who call themselves traditionals. They do not support the elected tribal council. 21-year-old Waegant Ground says she and her family want no part of the casino issue. She says casinos will only move the Seneca people further away from what the nation once was.
You know, you have those who are for it and those who are against it, you know, like myself, and it's just causing a lot of problems in between our own people because, like, you have half where, like, we should do this and the other half are saying, no, we shouldn't.
Some casino opponents don't believe gambling will enrich the lives of all Senecas, but retired Army officer Larry Bala says the casinos can improve the tribe's standard of living.
I was raised in a project in Buffalo. I know what poor is up close, and I've seen what works, and I've seen some things that have tried that didn't work. And I don't know how much time I've got left, but I'd like to spend part of it helping my people get moved in the right direction to have a better way of life within their own homeland.
About 4,000 Senecas are eligible to vote, but traditionals say they will boycott the election. Robert Jones, a metal worker who moved off the reservation, says he also disapproves of the casino idea, but Jones does not believe the traditionals' approach is the right one.
A failure to show up and vote would be a vote yes for the casino. We need to, you know, come together as a people and try to vote no on this issue.
Most city and business leaders in Western New York are eager to see the Senecas open two casinos, but all they can do is cross their fingers and wait. The nation's tribal administration predicts casinos will be approved, but it's hard to find Senecas who support the plan. The nation has held public meetings on the reservations to encourage Senecas to vote in favor, but there are more than 2,000 Senecas living off of the reservations, and they could swing the vote either way. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nopothanchil in Buffalo.